Hi, I'm Tactically Kinky.
And I'm Audibly Aroused 17.
And we are here for the first, possibly only, possibly never published
episode of Pillow Talk Relationship Advice.
So, to start off with, we should go over how we met.
We met because we're both really freaky people on the internet. No, we met because we met on Reddit. We were both fairly active in the Gone Wild audio community, and I had been prolifically recording audio for some time.
And she had posted a very needy one at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I guess having sleeping problems. I'm pretty sure having sleeping problems.
Every time I would wake up in the middle of the night, I would record something if I couldn't fall back asleep as a way to help me fall back asleep, but also because I wanted to know if anybody else also was awake and needy.
Hi, that's me. I woke up about an hour after that and sent her a message. Because what the hell? I'm up and also feel like I shouldn't be at 4 a.m.
We had an interesting conversation, and I don't think this is necessarily the episode where we fully talk about our whole relationship story, but we started talking every single day, and long story short,
how did Morgenstern put it in Princess Bride? One thing led to the other, and with the next 5 years had passed. It's been 9 months, not 5 years. Sorry. Close enough.
But we are getting married, and we realize how unique and special for both of us this relationship has been. But it hasn't come without a long history of both of us
train wrecks.
Having bad relationships. Yeah.
A long history of car crashes, train wrecks, things gone sideways, and ultimately been unfulfilling relationships. They were all cases of mismatched partnership, I think.
Yeah, a lot of neither of us having what it was that we really needed.
Or wanted.
And so, this morning, we were waking up and lying in bed, playing on our phones, poking around, and I came across this request on Gone Wild Audio.
Now, I don't want to get too much into the specifics of the author's post, but it generally trends towards an anti-cuckold, anti-cocksucking, anti-degradation, well, not anti-cocksucking, sorry.
I was going to say, I don't think
that would be misreading.
I don't think he would be opposed to cocksucking.
I mean, you're right, most men probably aren't. Most guys are like, where's my pom-poms? I'll cheer that on as a national sport. Anyway, it was pretty much an unfuck my mind request, which is not what you see a lot of on Gone Wild Audio, or haven't up till this point.
After I read it aloud, and we were discussing it a little bit, Tactically went back and looked at some of the author's previous posts, and we realized that he'd kind of been in a bad relationship previously.
And in a little bit of a bad spot, because he did reach out on Reddit once or twice, and one just...
Oh, man.
I think it broke her heart, and it made mine kind of like... I don't know if you've ever seen a person's face when they, like, suck on a lemon, but my heart did that.
Tactically read it to me, and that post was, like, a year ago. And oftentimes if we're reading Reddit posts to one another, then we kind of go into the best comments, and...
There weren't
any. And I just
couldn't. No comments. Not just best comments, no comments.
I couldn't believe that after he wrote what he wrote, no one had written anything back to reassure him that he wasn't crazy and his requests were not insane, and that was just a bad experience.
And to elaborate, possibly needlessly, this was an R infidelity, and no one came out for this guy. Which, oof.
Yeah. It was kind of, well, we thought we might be able to help. We don't know if it will actually help at all, but we started talking back and forth, and I don't remember who said it first, but I thought we should just record this.
You named it. I think I said we should record it.
I said we should start a new subreddit, and then I said it'd probably be better as a podcast.
And I was like, I'm down.
We had been wanting to get back into recording in some way and weren't really sure what exactly fit. And when you find that thing and then instantly you're both like, yeah. I would do that. Then it's worth at least
giving it
a shot.
We'll experiment.
Yeah.
So, without getting too much into the scenario he was in, apparently this gentleman had a partner who was not looking for monogamy, and he was. Which kind of presents a problem, because in any way, shape, or form, in that scenario, what you end up with is one partner trying to change another. In this case, it sounds like it was both ways from what I read. Now, obviously, I have it from one horse's mouth, not both horses, but, you know.
It sounded like not only were they mismatched in the kind of relationship they wanted to have, but ultimately she started to use it against him and, according to him, kind of gaslight him into making him feel like it was messed up or that he... into convincing him to let her fuck other guys, essentially.
And somewhere along the process, he developed depression. And sorry about the fire engines going by. I don't know what's happening. It's, what are we on? Someday in December. December 23rd. It's Monday, December 23rd. And we're lying in bed at almost 9 o'clock in the morning. Apparently things are on fire somewhere else, so good on that. It's not on fire here. I appreciate that.
And if you can't hear the fire engines, we're going to edit all of this out.
Yes, dear. Right away, dear. Of course, dear. And more importantly, as you wish. Okay, sorry. Back on topic. If we ever are.
Hardly.
It sounded like he was developing some depression and some feelings of inadequacy because of all this. The impression I got was they split, pretty much just drifted apart, which is always one of the worst ends. But, like, when you listen to this, especially because I plan on kicking this to the guy we're talking about before anyone else, so if you're not that dude and you're hearing this... apparently we've been partially successful, or he doesn't hate us. I'll accept either of those. I'm joking. It's okay if you do, and this never sees anyone else. Regardless, moving on. Basically, she was trying to convince you that, like, reality was not what it should be. She was wrong for you. I'm going to just come out and say it. She was the wrong partner for you. That's not on you. It's not strictly on her either. It was a mismatch of people.
Yeah, well, it's not fair to say that somebody who wants to have sex with multiple partners, even somebody who wants to do it in a femdom cuckolding way, there's nothing wrong with that fetish necessarily. Or with wanting that style of relationship, you want to be non-monogamous, you want to be polyamorous, that's fine. But if you know that you are a monogamous person, because I've been in this situation before, and you try to be non-monogamous for your partner, it's just never going to work. It's never going to work. It's like trying to be gay for your partner when you're really straight.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I haven't heard it put that way before, but I can see it.
I've heard it put that way with people in the polyamorous community who are like, if you're poly, dating a non-poly person while you can, it will always be very, very hard. Because ultimately, they're monogamous.
Can see.
And you might be their only relationship, but...
they won't be. Yeah.
And it's just never really going to fit. You know?
Yeah, and part of any relationship is each partner, I think, compromising to match their partner better. The thing is, this girl was trying to manipulate our guy, who I'm just going to, for brevity's sake, call ECB.
Sure.
I mean, it's a shorthand of the username on Reddit. I don't want to give too much away in case he's like, no, fuck you. You can publish it, but I'm going to take down everything that suggested going this way. And
based on his Reddit activity, I highly doubt that's what would happen. But okay.
I highly doubt it. Hmm. But consent and boundaries. And if he doesn't want any of this being discussed or talked about.
Of course.
I will not just freely leave it vague enough that he can disappear as source material, but put it right here in how to do it if he's like, you can post it, but I don't want to be source material. Because sometimes people make decisions like that.
I understand, baby.
Anyway, she wasn't right. The thing is, it sounds like, to some extent, you were trying to change her, and she was trying to change you. And whenever that happens in a relationship, it's god-awful. I hate to sound so definitive in it, but it's god-awful. Mm-hmm. So going back in my history a bit, one of my first real relationships when I was still like 17 was the sort of... now I think I would enjoy it as a cuckolding scenario, but like I was too romantic and... too infatuated with this girl at the time, and she was basically banging me on the weekend and going out and sleeping with guys closer to her throughout the week. Then she would tell me about them during sex, because what she really wanted was a more BDSM scene, but she didn't know how to enunciate and convey that to me. So I had like the worst experience with a brat I think anyone could have, where she's like, tie me up. A minute passes. Okay, untie me. She didn't really want to be untied, but I was a dumb kid and wasn't putting like two and two together and coming up with three, much less four.
I'm still stuck on you would enjoy the cuckolding scenario.
I'm not saying I necessarily would, but like I could now. I know more.
I know.
I understand it. I get it. It might be cool. I might enjoy it. I'm not ruling it out.
Okay. But yeah, I think having heard about that relationship, a lot of times people don't know how to articulate their kinks, what their wants, their relationship wants, their sexual wants, and it's not on you to help them figure that out, really. It's nice when it happens where you both explore something together, whether it's new or not, you know. But it's not your responsibility to make that person fit. And sometimes it might feel like in that moment, how could you possibly leave them? You love them so much. You're so infatuated with them. And I can just tell you, because my last relationship was like this, very hot and heavy. He wanted to sleep with other people. That absolutely devastated me. I let him do that. And as soon as it was over, I just was a mess. Ultimately, it was very much not as great of a relationship as I thought it was, and I was definitely heartbroken for a good while. But looking back now, you realize Yeah, that was never the right situation for me. There were too many reasons where it didn't fit.
Fun fact, she's now in a much better relationship that she's much happier with. Also, the squirrels that run around inside of my brain have led me back to where I was when I tapped her to continue. And I was talking about changing for your partner. And changing for your partner is fine. The thing is, it sounds like the motivation in the case we were reading through, each partner was trying to change the other. And that's the wrong way to go about it. That is literal cart before the horse scenario. What you want to do is decide that I'm going to change for my partner. And that's when it's magnificent and beautiful and fulfilling. Because if you're ever trying to change someone into what you want, this is not what will happen. It will be an ongoing fight for however long the relationship goes. And I'm not saying that's impossible. It can go on forever. That can be an entire happy marriage, other than the fact that, for example, the wife wants the husband to stop drinking. I've seen this. It's a thing.
Not a thing with us.
But it can happen, and it doesn't preclude the relationship being happy. It just limits how happy it can be, because someone is always unhappy with the scenario that's happening.
I think that almost phrasing it as, like, changing for your partner is not even... sometimes that can be accurate if you make that decision of, like, I'm going to change. But a lot of times, too, it's more of just this organic evolution together. You guys change each other because you grow into each other, and that ultimately changes you. I would never want to change you, even if there are things that are not my preference. If they change over time, whether my preferences change or your preferences change, that's just relationship growth and personal growth. Why are you looking at me like that?
Can I poke holes in that already?
Okay.
She hated my haircut. She's becoming a very good barber, though, in her defense. And when I was like, no, you don't want my hair shorter. So she cut it shorter. Yesterday? And then halfway through, she's like, yeah, you look better with the longer hair. I'm sorry I did this to you. And I'm like, I know, it's okay.
I'm sorry, but you are still an incredibly handsome son of a bitch. And then I kissed you. And he looks great. I like the hair longer, but it was a necessary haircut to even out what he had done to himself when I wasn't around. Okay, we are getting so off topic.
We are, but it's one of those things. It's off topic, but it's a good example. You can change for your partner, but the only time it's really happy is when it's self-driven, when you're changing for them because you want to. Whenever it's an involuntary reaction to something they're doing,
or feels like it's being forced upon you,
it's unpleasant. It's bad. It's sometimes horrible, horrific. What's another good adjective with an H in it for that?
I don't know.
Horrific, horrible. I'll look in a dictionary later.
Anyway, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's not always going to end in a total train wreck. Hopefully it just fizzles out, or you realize that, hey, we're mismatched. But I think when we went back and we read his post from a year ago in Infidelity subreddit, what we realized was, yes, some very damaging emotional things happened in that relationship, but a lot of them really should have been avoided by, oh, hey, we are not looking for the same type of relationship, so this shouldn't continue. And I think I had that experience as an adult, really for the first time, maybe about a year, more than a year ago. I'd gotten out of a relationship. I was doing a lot of Tinder dates and the like. And I remember after a first date with a guy where I think we both knew it wasn't going anywhere. But I selfishly was kind of like, sure, but this is fun. Like, this isn't, we're not, like, you know, this isn't forever gonna work match. Well. But I thought, hey, I still want to have sex with you. But he had this this response to me that it was just like, if we know this isn't going to work, then there's Why? No point in putting us through that. And it was just such a mature reaction from a guy that I'd never had before, where I was like, I'm sorry, so you don't want to fuck me? And he was like, oh no, I want to fuck you. I just know that that's not good long term. We're both looking for something real. We're both looking for a relationship. And we've been honest with each other about the fact that we're both looking for a relationship. If we know that this isn't going to work, this isn't going to fit, you know, why keep going, so to speak? Little bust to my ego, but, you know, it's fine.
I mean, it was a healthy learning experience overall, though, and you came out the better for it. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Sometimes the pieces just don't fit. If you've ever tried a jigsaw puzzle in your life, you realize you can't just mash any two pieces together and make it work. And when you carry that perspective into, like, your relationships and dealing with people, I feel like you'll go a little bit further because you go, hey, I have to make these concessions to put up with that person or to be in this relationship. Am I willing to? I don't feel like you should do a cost analysis on every relationship, but if you're not happy with one, it might not be a bad idea.
I think it's the fear of, like,
losing out.
It's the fear of the unknown, right? I know I'm not 100% happy now, but I know I'll be 100% not happy.
I'm heartbroken.
When I'm alone, if I leave this person, right? Some people feel like, oh, but 50% happiness is better than 0% happiness. And the truth is, you would be surprised how happy you could probably be if that other 50% of toxicity was gone from your life and your relationship. You're just, when you finally, you know, have the courage to end it, because it is scary, sometimes you realize, yeah, that was the right thing. Sometimes it's hard and it's not so easy to let go.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be like, yeah, this isn't working. I need to walk away and I'm going to be alone now. Mm-hmm. Because there's a healthy bonding even with someone you're not entirely happy with. There is a reassurance, there is someone there. And that can be a really powerful motivator to stay in a toxic relationship that's no good for you, speaking from experience. And you don't need to do that to yourself. People are better than that. And I kind of want to say there's plenty of fish in the sea, but, like, don't go there. Don't go to dating sites. Personal opinion.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's your personal opinion.
My personal opinion is dating sites and looking for it that hard is going to lead you to making compromises in the person you're finding.
He's always been of the opinion that if you keep your eyes open, you'll know it when you see it.
It will come. I mean, Field of Dreams, anyone, if you build it, they will come. It's like that. There is the right person out there. You just need to be, like, open and outgoing with yourself enough that you present that. Because, like, I'm a nerd. I never hid from her the fact that I play Dungeons and Dragons, that I play video games. None of this was ever, like, tucked away in a dark closet that I didn't want her to know about. I make weird jokes. I watch Doctor Who. Like, hello, geek is me.
But also, you never really... You were upfront about who you are from the very beginning. And even though you were a fairly... I would say we're both very close to the line on the introvert-extrovert spectrum. Me being slightly tipped scales into extrovert and you being slightly tipped scales into introverted.
Okay.
Because you're not super introverted, but you had kind of built up this shell bubble.
I like being left alone.
And you definitely went out of your, well, I don't know how out of your comfort zone it was, but you still reached out to a girl you didn't know online and...
I mean, what's the worst strange internet lady is going to say to me? Beat tracks, bub. Hit the road, Jack. Okay.
But I do think that there are there are a lot of people who, and to be clear, and I want to make this like, you know, your first message to me wasn't like, wanna fuck, or I'm jerking off to your voice right now, or any of those things.
Even a strange internet lady, she was still a human being who deserved respect, and I was like, hey, it's 4 a.m, I don't know if you're still up and miserable. I'm up and miserable. I really enjoyed your audio. If you're still miserable, I'm more than willing to coo in your ear if you like. Which, from my content, the only thing I think you listened to was my verification post, and she was like, I'm not sure I can picture this man cooing. I don't know what that would be like.
The point is that, yeah, whoever you're talking to, whether it is on a dating site or it's on Reddit or it's just some girl you see every day at the coffee shop you visit, whatever it is, they're a human being and they deserve to be respected. And if you're interested in starting any kind of relationship with them, friendship, friends with benefits, romantic relationship, you should treat them with respect. And I think ultimately that really gets you very far when it comes to finding that right person, because you do know it when you see it, but it just takes, sometimes it depends on your experience. For me, it took finding a lot of the wrong people first. For you, it was more knowing when it was right and acting swiftly.
Sorry, maniacal cackle seemed good there.
Sorry,
guys. I'm sure the listeners can see me just sitting there like the Dr. Gadget villain just petting my cat.
Except I'm the cat. And not a cat. Well, I don't know if there's more we want to say on this or if we should wrap up the inaugural post.
I think we should probably wrap it up. This may be a continuing thing. I think we could definitely enjoy it and do more of it, though. Right now we're kind of like long distance to each other. There's a plane ride involved. So they may not always be the two of us lying in bed together, poking each other and nudging each other throughout, but
I think they would be better if they were always the two of us actually in bed together.
Okay. I consent to this.
But that might make them fewer and farther in between in the beginning. Or we just really like this and do a bunch this week and then tease them out over the next month.
This could also work.
We both very much enjoy talking. We both very much enjoy discussing different relationships and kinks. And, well, I guess I also recently had the experience of discovering a podcast about something new that we had been wanting to explore. And to be honest, it was very, very helpful. So I
Fun fact, her username is audiblyaroused17, so if you do want to go look up what that is, feel free.
what it was that we've been exploring? Oof. Anyway, so I guess if
this, I like showing her off.
If this does get out there into the world. I think we might just either find other posts where people have been asking for advice, or I think what we liked about this was a GWA request for an audio that I don't think either of us could really fill properly, but still felt like the OP needed to be addressed.
And permission to speak freely?
Yes.
I think I had all of the words to fill it, and she had the voice to fill it. And between the two of us, we probably might have But it would be, like, awkward and difficult for everyone involved. And this is a much more natural, fluid way of not fulfilling the request, but I think fulfilling the spirit of the request.
We want I think the other thing, and I forgot to mention this, but I had said this before we started recording, was in his post he mentioned that, there was all of this. He felt like he was seeing this content everywhere, whether it was cuckolding content or anti-monogamy or whatever it was, the degradation, whatever. If you feel like you're in a space where you just keep seeing things that don't match up with what it is you're looking for, instead of staying in that space and continuing to feel defeated and depressed or out of touch with what apparently the rest of the world wants, seek out the content or the content creators that
you're looking for,
that do talk to you and or speak to you in some kind of a way, and then, you know, kind of ignore everything else. No one says you have to listen to every audio that's posted. You have to read through every tag. That's what the filters are for. That's
fun fact. Following. My first week of DWA, I did listen to, like, every audio posted.
Okay, well.
I mean, I had time on my hands. Why not?
But yeah, you can find, you know, what works for you and then kind of try to filter out the rest. Because if it's causing you any kind of, like, mental distress, or you feel it affecting your depression or anxiety more because you keep seeing things that aren't in line with what you want, you just need to remove yourself from that situation.
And, like, life advice, which isn't what we were getting into, but I've said this to you before. The easiest way to win a battle of wills is to make it into, like, a single decisive battle. If you don't want to eat the damn potato chips, don't buy the bag of potato chips and have them at the house as a special treat. Leave them at the frickin' store. And if you feel like you deserve potato chips, you have to get off your ass, beat your inertia, go out to the store, and get the bag of potato chips, instead of every single day walking past the bag of potato chips you could easily grab off the counter in the kitchen and eat. If you don't want the potato chips anyway, if you're trying to limit the potato chips, take them as much as you can out of the equation for as long as you can. It's harder to walk past them in the grocery store and be like, no, I'm not doing that. But once you get into the mindset of depriving yourself of the ongoing battles you don't really need or want to fight, you'll find you have a lot more willpower to spend because you're not just like, well, forgive the language. Well, it's GWA. You probably don't need to forgive the language. You're not pissing it away, walking past a bag of potato chips and leaving it on the counter. Now, it works with potato chips. It works with, like, porn. It works with a lot of different things. If you don't want to constantly be fighting the battle, don't. Make it a single harder battle. Whether it's putting on, like, a child filter on your internet browser or whatever. There's tools out there to help people with these things.
Yeah, you need to kind of just be in control of your environment. Your environment is your environment to control, so you're free to limit, restrict, filter, whatever it is that you need so that you're finding what you need. Because we've seen how helpful this community can be. And yeah, we want it to continue to be a wonderful place where people feel safe to explore their different fetishes, kinks, curiosities. GWA is very much a safe space for that. It's a safe way to explore, does this turn me on? But if you kind of feel like you're just being forced down a road you don't want to go down, you just need to remove yourself.
Limit it or step back or
take a break.
I mean, Pillow Talk Audio is great for reassuring content, by the way.
I think someone did say that in one of the comments.
I believe so.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm sub to it.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
I'm verified on it, but not subscribed.
I think I might be verified there, too. I'm not sure.
You are verified there.
Hey!
Pretty sure.
Isn't it great having a partner?
Okay, we were going to wrap this up, but if you made it all the way through this, thank you so much for listening, and feel free to hit up either of us on Reddit if you have any suggestions for future episodes if we ever get around to it.
And like ECB in particular, feel free to hit either of us up if you do want to talk about any of this.
Yeah,
if you need can't promise to another recording, but like both of our hearts go out to you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.